Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Dage from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked, and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And, of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and a big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late-night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accept it.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Somebody Voices on tape. What do you think? The answer will be if we ask that question.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried
rituals,
treasures,
new
planetary
world
mind control,
military
cover-up,
corporate shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
unidentified flying
objects,
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Ooh, we're running late on that one. Whew. We went out and ran a marathon on our break.
I'm very late, aren't I?
No, it's okay. We're here.
Jump that down.
We're here. On. Do you want to... Okay, you know what, Jackie... Okay, now I feel like a dummy. We got to warn Jackie. I want to warn you before we even move any further. We do have to. I want to ask this question right now.
You want to ask the question? Okay, Jackie. Let's explain it to you.
We have to warn Jackie about this,
so that you know what to expect. We're going to. We'll do the formal intro in a little bit, but I want to say we're going to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, and they have graciously allowed us to give away to listeners, give away for free. An entry,
tickets.
You know, tickets to the convention. Mm-hmm. So what we do every week is we ask a question,
a trivia question,
and it's notoriously easy.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was a little more difficult than the last one.
I think it's going to be that time.
We think it's that time.
And poor Jackie is going to have to eat the brunt of this one.
Yeah, you're going to have to participate a little bit, Jackie, because you're going to be on the phone with me.
I'm sorry, we're blindsiding you. I didn't mean to do that.
Our listeners will hear the question, and hopefully somebody's going to know the answer. And then if they're not already on the line, they'll call area code 605-475-8590.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the recorded operator lady asks for it, you put in conference ID number 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Yes.
Then if you know the question, you press 11 to raise your hand. Mm-hmm. That triggers one of the friendly Ghostly Talk operators to throw a rock at Bonnie to get her attention. Bonnie then...
It usually irritates me.
Then Bonnie lets Scott know, and Scott answers the call on the air, and then we see if the listener knows the answer to the question.
So what's going to happen here, Jackie, before we move on here, I'm going to ask this question, all right?
Okay.
So, sorry, we gotta hit you up here just for a second. So I'm going to read this question, all right? Again, like Doug mentioned, when after I'm done reading this question, 605-475-8590, type in the conference number 555-1081, and then push 11 to raise your hand, and you know the whole process. We've been through that a few times. So here is the question, all right? Everybody ready? You guys ready?
I'm ready.
This is a tough one. A creature known as the Mothman is said to have been responsible for a disaster in West Virginia. What type of disaster was it? Okay.
Ah.
A creature known as the Mothman is said to have been responsible for a disaster in West Virginia. What type of disaster was it? All right.
And that's for tickets to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Coming up in, when is it? September 21st
through the 23rd.
21, 22, 23 of next month.
In the meantime, though, we'll be waiting for a call to come in on that one. We'll be keeping an eye on that. You want to do this one, Doug?
Yes. So in the meantime, Jackie Garner is the site owner of LearnAboutGhosts.com and a paranormal investigator in the San Francisco Bay Area. Ooh, I'm going there. November, yeah, November, what is it, November. It's like the first full week of November, because there's like a little hangy week there, but then the first full week of November, I'm going out there like on the Wednesday, I think, and I'm staying until Sunday. Anyway, San Francisco Bay Area. Mm-hmm. As a paranormal investigator, she is known as an empath. Mm. So is Deanna Troi on Star Trek, but I'm a geek.
yeah, you are.
She has seen, been touched by, and been spoken to by ghosts and spirits both. Mm-hmm. She has also had ghosts share their emotions and their deaths with her. Mm-hmm. Her goal is to take what she has learned from interacting with ghosts throughout her life and pass on the knowledge to others so that they can learn how ghosts behave and how to interact with them. Mm-hmm. Website is, again, www.learnaboutghosts.com. And we here at Ghostly Talk are honored to have Jackie Garner on the show. Welcome.
Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, sorry about all the
bad one happens there, but
and we're waiting for that call to drop in here. So
part of live radio. Yeah.
No problem.
You're an investigator in San Francisco. Tell me all about San Francisco Bay Area, because I'm going to be there in just a couple months.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. I'd love to hook up with you when you come out.
Oh, that would be
welcome to look me up and. I'd love to show you some of the sites.
That would
the Bay Area
awesome.
Has a number of haunted locations, and I mean you can look them up easily on the internet. But San Francisco has got Alcatraz, Alcatraz Island.
We're going there.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of the best places to hit. There's also the Winchester Mystery House, of course, which is another must see.
I hadn't thought about that. I would love to.
Yeah, it's. It is definitely a place to visit if you're in this area.
Have you been on that tour, Jackie? The Winchester Sarah Winchester's house with the weird rooms and
quite a few times. In fact, I actually have a photo that I took inside the house where there were some strange anomalies in the photo.
Wow!
It almost looked like something invisible or partly visible had walked through the photo at the time that I snapped the shot.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really neat. it was exciting to capture it.
But as an empath, do you have an advantage over me? Sense when to take a photo and in what direction?
We got a problem here.
Hang on, Jackie.
Raised their hand first.
I do.
I can do this.
Okay,
here we go. Jackie, hang on for 1 second, okay? We're going to try this.
All
right, we got a caller here from 931 area code. All right. All the other we have multiple callers that raised their hands, so stay on the line, hang tight. We might need you, so don't leave us just yet. Caller from 931.
Let's see what happens.
Hopefully it works. We're waiting for it to work.
It should unmute them, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it right now. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Ah, there you
are. Who are we speaking to?
My name's Paul Banning from the Clarksville Ghost Hunters.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
Excellent.
Are you calling?
Were you there last year? You guys were there.
Yeah, I was.
I thought you might have been there, because I think I talked to people from Clarksville last
year.
Definitely. So you guys were, if you want to go this year, you want to go to Mid-South this year.
Or do you want
to
go?
And you want to go for free. You don't want to pay for admission to the conference.
What's the answer to this question? I'll read the question. All right.
Yeah.
A creature known as the Mothman is said to have been responsible for a disaster in West Virginia. What type of disaster was it?
I believe it was the collapsing of the Silver Bridge.
It indeed
Yay!
Was.
Yay!
All right, sir. What we're going to do is we have your number, Bonnie. We need a pen here, real quick. We're gonna jot your number down. We're gonna contact you right after the show, okay? And we're gonna get the pertinent information we need so we can get you on the roster for your free ticket, okay?
Oh, thank you.
No problem at all.
Yeah, because we're putting you on the guest list.
We're putting you on the guest list. You'll be all
set. Is it one or two free tickets? What's the?
Well, we'll see how nice he is after the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to miss Scott.
I'm sorry. Okay. What was your name again, sir? I'm sorry.
It's Paul.
Paul. Okay, I can't remember anything
Paul
anymore. Paul?
The Clarksville Ghost Hunters.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, like I said, we're going to call you right after the show, and we're going to get the other information we need from you. We don't want to do that on the air, though.
Not a problem. Not
thanks
a, problem.
A lot, Paul.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Paul.
It, man. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later.
See you
later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jackie, are you flustered yet?
No, not at all. I'm totally enjoying myself.
One more quick thing. Okay, other callers who are on the line right now for the tickets. Yeah, we're gonna have to cut it off tonight with that one.
I wish we had more tickets.
Well, we do have more tickets, actually.
I wish we had more tickets together.
But we've already read the answer. The answer's already come out, so
well,
we can't do
done.
It. You're going to have to wait till next week.
Next week.
You're going to have to wait till next week. Sorry about that.
Now, we were talking, Jackie, we're talking about, of course, the Winchester Mystery House. And I asked you, do you have an advantage over me? Because as an empath, right, I get this sense that you might be able to know exactly when and where to point your camera and take a shot. And whereas for me, it's more like snap, 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 snap. Maybe I got something. I don't know. So what do you have? Is it advantageous to be able to sense them? How does that work?
I would say that there is a slight advantage, but probably more of a 50-50 chance than a 100% for sure kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when I can really sense the presence of a ghost, and I'll tell people. In fact, a good example of it was that I was up in Virginia City, Nevada one time for a conference up there, and during the conference, I kept sensing that there was something in the room, and I was just freezing, just icy cold. And I kept saying, I can't get warm, I can't understand this. I finally went up to my room and got a jacket, came back down to the conference. It turned out later on that somebody had been videotaping during the conference and actually captured an apparition moving through the room at about the same time that I was sensing that there was something going on.
Wow. Oh, that's...
I wish I had that video, too. I really do. I don't, but it was a really wonderful video to look at.
That is something.
So sometimes. Sometimes, not always.
So how, so you investigate, though, right? I mean, you go to these places. I mean, you were at a conference in a haunted location, so you must go to these places. What's the wildest thing? Of course, we have to go for the extremes. We're here at Ghostly Talk, right?
Yeah.
So the wildest investigation.
What's the most extreme thing you've ever been through, Jackie?
We're ex-ghost hunting.
What's the most extreme? It's extreme. Sorry.
There's been a couple. I was once confronted by a very angry shadow ghost, and that was also in Virginia City. And there was also a ghost in the same place in Virginia City who actually shared his death with me.
Hey, Bonnie?
Yeah?
You better put on our itinerary of places to get to. Is Virginia City, Nevada.
Definitely.
That list gets longer every day.
It does.
Yeah.
When Virginia City, is that where... Okay, there is a photo, a very famous photo. And I'm racking my brain here, okay? I could be completely 100% wrong, okay? But Virginia City does seem to ring a bell. For some reason, in my mixed-up crazy brain, I'm identifying Virginia City with a famous photo, and there's a very famous old photo of a smoking ghost. This was in a hotel room. It used to be a saloon kind of thing, the upper floors of a saloon or something like that, and this guy had stayed there, and even though, you know, like it was closed and you don't go up there anymore. This room is supposed to be notoriously haunted. They brought in some folks, and I'm thinking 70s, okay, 1970s, maybe early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They brought some folks up there and said, you know, there's a ghost in here. And so they took a photo, and this was before digital photo. They took a photo, and even though there was no smoking going on, you could see essentially... a cigarette with smoke floating in the air in this photo. And for some reason, I'm thinking Virginia City. And I don't know why. Am I completely off base, or is this something you're familiar with or not?
That one I'm not familiar with, actually, and I would love to see a copy of that photo.
I need to dig that out. I need to find that photo and see read its results again, because I might be confusing it. I very well easily could be confusing it, because I haven't studied this that kind of thing in Wow, that was even before I started doing Ghostly Talk. So we're talking a decade ago or more when I saw and read about this famous photo, and I'm going to have to figure it out because I just am connecting it to Virginia City and an old saloon kind of place. I don't know why it's in an upper floor. It's a corner room. Those are things that I remember, but the rest of it, you know, when I remember in feelings you know, what I was thinking while reading these things, not what, you know, not the actual book. Sometimes I have photographic and I can remember the picture. That's not it.
No, I'm actually trying to find this picture right now, Jackie, and we're not finding it.
It's not coming up immediately, but I can search the internet, Jackie. I'll try and find it, because if it's in Virginia, Virginia City, I think we're going to have to want to go there no matter what. But
I would highly recommend it.
Where do you go there when you're there? Is it private places or is it public haunts?
No, I actually stay at a hotel there that's in town. Virginia City, as you know, is an old silver mining town from back in the old West days. And it's when you go there, it's like stepping into time. And all the buildings are still the same. A lot of the buildings are over 100 years old. And it is loaded with paranormal activity. There are many, many stories, many places that are haunted. There are mines out there. There is a cemetery that's active. There are hotels that are active. There are even stores where you can go into these tourist trap type stores where the buildings are just so old that they have hauntings that are going on as well. There are also some buildings that are actually closed off because the hauntings are so intense that they've just pretty much given up on the places.
And you mentioned stairways, actually, a second ago, if I was correct.
I find stairways to be so haunted. Why do stairways...
Well, we've been through that 1,000 times. I'm wondering what Jackie thinks. What do you think about stairways, Jackie?
Haunted stairways?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come those show up so much in stories? You know, a lot of the stories are, you know, two lovers are having a squabble at the top of the stairs, and one of them, you know, falls to their deaths or whatever. Of course, then there's, the brown lady.
I just typed it up.
Yeah, the brown lady, of course, is descending the staircase.
Probably the most famous piece of spirit photography right there. I mean, it's on a stairway.
And so,
right, well, then there's one of the two ghosts running up the tulip staircase.
Yeah,
right. Yep. So it's just, why is there a recurrence of stairways in haunting stories? It's so bizarre.
Well, I think that part of it could be that there could be deaths associated with the stairways, where maybe somebody fell down the stairs and died, and they could be attached simply to the area that they died in, just like any other haunting where ghosts are attached to the areas where they had passed on. Or it could simply be that stairway could have been a part of their daily life. If, for example, you're in, say, a haunted hospital, how do we know that the ghost that's haunting the place wasn't a nurse or a doctor that used to make their rounds up and down those stairs all the time, and they're just following the patterns that they followed in while we're living?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that, you know, we talked about before on the show here, Jackie, is that stairways are, to put it in the right way, they are an area that, yeah, when you're walking around in your daily activities, especially for people as big as Doug and I, when you're going up stairways, right,
you do
exert a little bit more energy. Going down is a different story, but going up the stairs, you do exert a little bit more energy because you're climbing, right? So you're kind of pushing, like, oh, my God, yeah. Especially if it's a big stairway, you know, you're going to break a sweat sometimes. And what we've always kind of thought is that, depending on the materials, especially in England, for example, the rocks and things like that, we've always said, hey, those are psychic-type sponges. And they collect that emotional energy that you're exerting, even in life.
Right.
That you're pushing out when you're trying to climb up those stairs. And it seems like it may be more of it's an area where you'd experience more phenomena.
And plus, you know, plus they are, after all, passageways from one level to another.
Right.
So you're talking metaphorically, it may even represent something. So I think stairways are just very fascinating in that they just keep recurring. And yeah, we can make all these theories, but it's a recurring
theme. You see a lot of them. And yet, when you mentioned stairways, I was like, oh, boy, here we go again.
So now
it is a sound theory as far as the stairways absorbing energy, and having the energy there is sort of an energy reserve for ghosts to utilize in order to manifest themselves. It's a very sound theory, and I think it would be worth it to have research that follows that up to see just how valid that could be.
See, we're on to something, Doug.
I hope so. Who do you go ghost hunting with, Jackie?
I usually take along a few friends. And anybody who's interested in going. In fact, I just had some friends come in from Utah who came out for vacation here to the Bay Area, and we went to the Winchester Mystery House together.
Oh, that's
so that
awesome.
Yeah,
that
and then
totally
I've
awesome.
With other friends. If anybody who wants to go with me, I usually go with them.
Have you been on the Haunted Hate Walking Tour?
You got it.
No, actually, I haven't done that one yet, but I am planning on doing that just because I want to go and see that one for myself and just have some fun with that.
Well, maybe we should wait until, try waiting until November and go with us, because Tommy Nesband has promised that there are no hills. No hills, because we were talking to him, 2 years ago
this
or something?
This is a while ago, yeah.
And he promised that there were no hills, because we said, oh, San Francisco, you know, what I remember, or what I know about San Francisco is basically what you see on TV, and what I've seen on TV is the Rice Aroni commercials,
yeah.
And in there, you've got a trolley going what looks like straight uphill, like a 89-degree hill, and I'm like, I do not want to go up and down these hills, right? And he promised that there was absolutely no hills on the Haunted Hate Walking Tour, and so we've got to, you know, see if there is one or not.
We have to test his theory.
We have to test
his statement.
Yeah, we have to test that statement out and see if there's any hills on the Haunted Hate Walking Tour. And so I called him up and I said, Tommy, I'm thinking of coming to San Francisco, and I have got to go on the Haunted Hate Walking Tour with you. So, you know, so that's one of the things that is definitely on our itinerary.
Okay, I can guarantee you that around Golden Gate Park and in the Haight area, there's a lot of flat land through there.
Oh,
so
thank heaven.
Forget about the paranormal activity. We just want to make sure Doug is completely comfortable, Jackie. This is very important.
Now, the Haight-Ashbury is a totally different experience in itself, so that's even just that alone is worth going to check out.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
I want that ground leveled out before Doug flies out there. Jackie, we're depending on you for this, Jackie.
If he has to breathe heavy, we got a problem.
If he breaks even one drop of sweat, California is going to be burning that night. I guarantee you, Jackie.
I'll be too exhausted to do it that night, but the next night, maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of the Haight area, when you're in that area, too, you're close to Golden Gate Park, and there are several different stories of hauntings in Golden Gate Park as well.
I was reading that officers have reported seeing people and then trying to approach them to kick them out or find out what they're doing or whatever, and then they just disappear.
Well, there have been, over the years, there have been transients who have passed away in the park, you know, just from exposure or what have you. And there's also a ghostly story about a police officer who's a ghost who will ticket people.
Oh, I've read that, too.
They'll get their tickets, and they'll go in to pay the ticket, and they'll find out that the ticket's not valid because the officer who wrote the ticket has been dead for a number of years.
Yeah, isn't that the greatest news somebody can get?
I read that, too. Although, really, if I got a ticket in California, would I really go pay it? Because it's not like I'll be going back. So, I don't know.
You heard about me getting my jaywalking ticket in California when I was
16. Did you ever pay that?
Oh, I paid it right on the spot. Here, dude. I got money to burn. I'm 16 years old.
$3.
I know everything. Here, take my money.
Here's
I don't care
$3.
Now.
Yeah. We have to take a break.
Yeah, well, I want to continue with you.
I don't want to because I'm having so much fun talking about your area instead of learnaboutghosts.com. I don't know why.
Well, I
want
to continue about, you know, I'll continue your trip plans with Jackie here.
Yeah.
Definitely. I really want to. You guys planning your vacation right here. No, that's cool. No, that's because, you know, we're learning a lot. There's a lot going on here. So why would, this is a short break, actually, too, so it isn't too bad. When we come back, we'll talk. I want to talk about Learn About Ghosts, the website, too.
Let's do that.
This is a famous site.
Yes,
this is one of those sites that's been out there for a while.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, we've got to have Jackie on sometime. So let's take a quick break. On the other side of this, we'll be talking to Jackie Garner some more about Learn About Ghosts.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com. Experience
experience the charm and mystery of the Deep Sound through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sights you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
Look no further. Look at 365.com. This is a paranormal radio show, hosted by Tommy Golden, sponsored by the Tennessee Ghost Chasers. This is a paranormal radio show talks about all things on the dark side of paranormal. So tune in live on Thursdays and Fridays from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Back in time, thank God.
this was a normal return.
Rather dramatic break, though.
Yeah, the break was quite fun.
Quick reminder, actually, if you have any commercials, if you're doing a paranormal show, podcast, whatever it may be nowadays, and you have commercials, like you have a little MP3 or whatever file commercial you have, we're always pushing it. We love to have you put you guys into our rotation for our commercials and stuff like that. As everybody should know who listens to Ghostly Talk, all the stuff we do on here is for independent art, independent media, especially with the paranormal. So if you have a podcast you're doing and you have a little commercial, send it on over. We'd be glad to put it into our rotation. That includes music, too, from bands.
Yeah, what we do is on our breaks, we play independent music.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow it up and begin it with independent podcasts
commercials.
Just anything. If you're doing a project,
mm-hmm.
And we want to know about it, we want to include you in our breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, though, when you guys are sending all those, our email box is just getting cluttered with a million commercials now.
That'll
be nice.
We are still talking to Jackie Garner. Jackie, are you still there with us? Are you still? Please say you didn't leave.
No, I haven't left.
Well, before the break, we were talking about your trip plans with Doug.
Yeah. we're planning a trip out to the Bay Area. Your website is learnaboutghosts.com.
Yes. Yes.
And you've had all these experiences, and primarily, though, it seems, I'm going to the Bay Area, of course, but Bonnie and I are going to be out there, but you've had all these wonderful experiences in Nevada, in Virginia City, Nevada. You said a silver mining town, that kind of thing, and now it's like stepping back in time when you go there. Do you think there's a possibility that there's a lot of ghosts that hang out there just because of it being, a former mining town and being pretty creepy anyway? Or do you think, I don't know, that's what I want to know. What do you think about it? Why is it so haunted?
I think that the reason it's haunted is that it was a very popular place in its heyday. And there were a number of deaths that are associated with the town way back in the 1800s, whether there were mining cave-ins or whether there were people who died in other various ways. And I think that there were just so many different deaths that for some reason the ghosts just seem to hang around in Virginia City, and there is a lot of paranormal energy, not necessarily energy created by people, but a lot of paranormal energy there within the town. I'm also what's called a slider or an electric person. I blow out lights all the time. When I go to Virginia City, I'll blow out 6 or 7 streetlights in one night.
Wow.
Now, in my neighborhood here around town, here in San Jose, I might blow out a light maybe 2 or 3 times a month. But it's for some reason, it's amplified in Virginia City, as well as my contacts with the paranormal are also amplified in Virginia City. And I think there it has more to do with the number of ghosts and the amount of paranormal energy within the town itself.
Do you think, here's one of the things that I've been noticing. There do seem to be hot spots, right? I mean, I can figure out why Gettysburg, Pennsylvania is a hot spot. I mean, obviously, you know, a 3-day battle, just a catastrophic loss of life. I can figure out why New Orleans would be a hot spot. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, the voodoo history,
yeah.
the, you know, occult is so big down there, vampires, mm-hmm. the legends, and it's just so, you know, part of, it's on everyone's mind. I mean, it's just part of life there. I have a harder time, a little bit harder time with Savannah, Georgia, but Savannah, Georgia is supposed to be really, really haunted.
Mm-hmm.
But you figure, okay, well, you know, pirates, I guess, I don't know, whatever you would think of Savannah, Georgia, right? Bad doings, you know, that's where business was taken care of, you know, before, you know, Chicago became the business capital.
Terrible.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
Thank you, though. It adds to the show.
I'll turn my own
mic. No. So then you hear about places that are just, by rumor, because I haven't been there, but they're rumored to be just totally incredible. And one such place is Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
And one of the things said about that place is perhaps it's a portal, mm-hmm. or a crossing of ley lines or something,
right.
About Sedona makes it such an incredible, powerful place for healing, for spiritual journeying, for all that kind of stuff. I'm wondering if Virginia City doesn't have a similar thing. Is there a possibility that it's, you know, is there like anything around there that would indicate it's like on a ley line or that it has some kind of special connection to the paranormal?
Well, my personal theory, or something that I've wondered over the years, is if it isn't due to the amounts of silver ore.
Mm-hmm.
Silver is sort of a legendary metal when it's used in paranormal practices or in Wiccan practices and Wiccan beliefs, and it's supposed to carry supernatural properties. And so I've always wondered if maybe there wasn't something about it that maybe was attractive to the ghosts. But then again, it could just be that Virginia City was another Wild West town. People died violently there. There were a lot of people that migrated there because of the silver rush. And so it's kind of hard to say. It could just be that a lot of people died there in different ways that were violent. And that could have just amounted into a lot of ghostly energy being collected in the area. Now, Bodie is supposed to be the same way. Bodie was supposedly the worst of the western towns as far as lawlessness went. And Bodie is rumored to be extremely haunted. In fact, Bodie is one of two places that I know of where if people remove objects from Bodie as souvenirs, say if somebody finds an old bottle and takes it home, then supposedly these people have severe bad luck to the point where they will actually return the items to the town. They'll mail them back, what have you. I've actually spoken to a park ranger who has a friend who's a park ranger in Bodie, and the guy I spoke to said, I've seen stacks of letters that my friend showed me that were all from people who returned items to Bodie because of the incredible bad luck they had since taking them home from Bodie.
Please beat that into Doug's head, because he has a bad habit. If someone tells him that, he says, oh, well, I'll just take a rock from here and take it home. Or I'll just take a rock from here and take it home.
I've done that.
Haven't you referred to your ghost hunter's manual?
I know. Always leave the
you are
leave
so
the
bad.
Area either.
You never know what you're taking home with you, though. You never know what's attached to it. You know, it's the same thing in Hawaii, the black sands of the beach. They say that the sands belong to Pele, the goddess Pele, and there are stories of people, you know, they're on vacation, they're on their honeymoon, they take a little jar and they fill it with the sand and take it home as a souvenir,
mm-hmm.
and they also have incredible bad luck. And I've actually heard that the post office in Hawaii actually has, like, a separate section just for people returning bottles and vials of sand back to the islands because
wow.
of the incredible bad luck that they've had.
Well, I have to say, when we were in, not Decatur, it's either Alton,
mm-hmm.
Illinois, right?
Mm-hmm.
We took...
I almost killed them for this, too, by the way.
I wasn't here for this one.
We were on this site where, what was it, an old jail or something? I don't remember, but we were on this site, and they were doing construction, so
mm-hmm.
there was all this rock, which will end up being removed. I mean, so it wasn't like we were defacing anything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But we did take a little piece of rock from there.
And then what happened?
And then we got pulled over by the police.
Within 5 minutes,
within
right?
5 minutes. So right after being let go by the police, we drove right back by there and put our rocks back. Yeah.
They had no choice. It was either that or I killed
it
them.
It was that or we walked, yeah, the entire rest of the night. And we wouldn't be allowed in the hotel room. And there was a whole list of things that were going to happen.
I can't believe you.
Why?
Doug is a bad, bad boy.
Now, we all know about... I'll just relate this really quick. Jackie, I'll tell the story of the Iron Maiden poster.
Oh, God.
Remember the Iron Maiden poster?
Oh, yeah.
I remember it. We saw this... We were at this place called Savage House. We did research of this place years ago, it seems like now, Jackie. And I was walking around the attic area of the house, and I come across... I mean, there was stuff all over this house, you know. Mm-hmm. And
what's
one
the
of the...
Band?
What's... I'm sorry?
Was the house abandoned?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it was abandoned, like, in one night. It was like they all just said, oh, my gosh, we're not taking it anymore, and just walked out.
Yeah, the story is that the place was just abandoned. People lived there, and they just left. They left all their belongings there, and that was it. So, and one of the things they left was this really cool 1984-era Iron Maiden poster, which I would have loved to have on my wall, right? And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, I got to end it up. But I referred to my Ghost Hunter's manual. And I said, I cannot take that poster because it's bad. It's bad.
Here's another example, and it could be all in your head, but from that same house, myself and Will took a clown out of
clown.
There. And within a month, both of us were in very bad car accidents.
Yes.
There you go.
Never know. Although I got to admit, a haunted Iron Maiden poster is like the ultimate ghost hunting collector.
Is that rock or what? Exactly. I would be the punkest ghost hunter ever if I had. I mean, John Zappas would love to get his hands on that for his museum, right? So
this is the Iron Maiden poster from Savage House. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah, I could imagine the fun Eddie would be having with you.
See, now what makes Jackie even cooler is that she's in the know. She knows what Iron Maiden's all about.
Oh yeah.
You just showed your colors. Thank you, Jackie.
So Brody's the same way. You don't want to take anything from Brody.
So we'll just tie Doug's hands behind his back when we go there.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to learn your lesson, that would be the place to do it. But, yeah, Bodhi is definitely the place where they tell you, no, don't take anything from Bodhi. That is bad, very bad.
Wow.
You will return it. Because I've heard stories that the people who take these things from Bodhi, they don't experience just little accidents where they trip over a set of stairs. We're talking major car accidents with major injuries, deaths in the family, things like that, a very, very severe consequence.
And I have enough accidents on my own, Doug. I don't need you helping me.
All right. We all agree on
not taking anything
from
Bodhi.
We've learned our lesson.
Yes.
We shouldn't take anything from any haunted site.
You never know, because you never know what kind of a ghost is in that haunted site. You don't know if the ghost tends to be more of a mellow, kind of a quiet kind of a ghost, or if it's someone who is very possessive and jealous, who will get upset. And one of the things that people don't realize is that ghosts don't have a physical body that sort of contains the limits to their anger or their emotions. We as fleshies, for lack of another word, we have physical bodies that sort of limit our anger or our emotions. So you can only become so angry, because your body won't take it. Your body will say at a certain point, you can't blow up like that. You might have a stroke. You might have a heart attack. You might do harm to your physical body. Ghosts don't have those limitations. So they can get as angry as they want without having to worry about a physical cap that stops them. And people as ghost hunters need to realize this and understand this. That's why it's important not to go in and dare ghosts, not to go in and take things from them, not to go in and really go looking for trouble. Because you can get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, that's what I was going to ask you, actually, Jackie, is, you know, as far as items like this, you mentioned Gettysburg earlier, Doug, and that's a big rule in Gettysburg. They don't want you taking it. I mean, because that's the first thing I think that pops in any tourist head. I'm not talking about people that are into the paranormal. I'm talking about most of the people that come there are tourists, I think.
Right.
And that's the first thing that pops into a tourist head is, well, I want to take home a little pebble or a rock from here and, you know, Devil's Den or whatever, right?
I wouldn't.
Well, they have, it's a law. You can't take it. They don't want you taking it. I mean, if, like, 1,000 people came there every week and took a rock,
there'd be no rocks left. Yeah.
It'd be tundras. There'd be nothing there, right? So it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm wondering what, you know, as far as, like, a place like Bodhi, for example, I'm wondering, like you said, there some ghosts are different. Some are more laid back. Some are a little bit more possessive of things that are around them like that. I mean, I wonder if intention plays into that at all, where there may be this karmic rule, like we've talked about here on the show before, and, you know, Doug, chime in here if you want.
If there's
intention for something like this. I mean, I don't think anybody in a situation like that really has, you know, evil intention. I'm going to take this rocket. I'm going to
rule the world.
Right? But, no, it's like, oh, I would like to have a souvenir to remind me of this wonderful trip I had here. And I think that's a noble thing, right? But still, these people have, we've heard these situations like we've talked about, where people are having these horrible things happen to them.
Yeah, well, I keep flashing back to, because you talked about the Black Sands in Hawaii. And
Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch.
Oh, God. That's the first thing I think
That's
of,
That's the
too.
First thing that popped into my head. As if we can't learn the lesson enough, the Brady Bunch had to do a two-part episode.
To ram this into our heads.
Yes. Is that like the only two-part Brady Bunch?
I think so.
And they did a two-part thing, do not take the tiki statue from the cave or something. I don't know, but it was so freaky.
And we're still waxing intellectual on this. Why? Jackie, why are we talking about this? The Brady Bunch should have taught us this 30 years ago.
Well, because people didn't know then what they know now. But now they know what they know, and they should pay attention to what the Brady Bunch was teaching us back then.
Yes, and of course, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And I'm an old dog, but I definitely learned my lesson with the cop incident in Alton, Illinois.
You had no choice.
And then Bonnie, of course, wouldn't let me back in the truck.
Jackie, can we talk about Learn About Ghosts for a second? Because this is a site.
I'm so sorry, Jackie.
We really went nuts here for a few minutes here. Sorry about that. Learn About Ghosts. This site's been around forever. I've always seen Learn About Ghosts for some reason. It's a site that's, in my opinion, it's one of those sites where you can go there, and it's one of those. It's a fun site. It's a portal type site where you can go and learn all types of stuff. There's a million stories on there. I'm wondering more or less, and this is usually a question that Doug asks, but I got to ask it this time. What inspired you to start this site called Learn About Ghosts?
What inspired me was mostly my own experiences with ghosts. I've been having paranormal experiences since I was about 4 years old, and I've had numerous experiences, not just in Virginia City, but just sort of everywhere I go, and Over time, I started doing searches on the Internet and looking around for other paranormal sites and other people who were having similar experiences to mine. And what I was finding out there is that there is a whole variety of information and theories and ideas about the paranormal. A lot of them are pretty right on because people obviously have been doing their research and they've been hearing from folks who have written in and said, well, here's my experience. And, oh, I've had that experience, too. And then you hear from, like, 40 or 50 or 100 other people who have had the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, common sense kind of tells you that maybe there's something really going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also noticed that there was a lot of, I don't want to use the word misinformation, but maybe that's about the only word that I can really use at this point, where there were too many people out there who were saying, oh, this is my theory, this is what I think. But it almost seemed like they were coming up with concepts where they weren't doing any real research or looking around on the net to see what other people were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought what I'd like to do is just start a place that where I can collect all this research, put it all together, and present facts to people and say, look, this is the majority of what's going on to other people, and come on in, share your experiences with us, we'll gather it as research, and we'll present it to the rest of the world. And as we present it, hopefully more people will come in and share their experiences with us. And like my motto says, in sharing we learn. And that's what I hope to do, is just to go ahead and teach people what's going on with ghosts, how they interact with us, and why they interact with us.
And really, the Internet, like pre-Internet, everything, I mean, because I remember pre-Internet, because I'm old, and we had to actually, like, go somewhere to visit, and we had to call somebody at long-distance rates, right, instead of this unlimited night and weekend stuff. We had to call somebody at long-distance rates to talk, or we had to write a letter. You know, and that involves, like, going to the post office and getting stamps.
Oh, God.
And then you had to have paper, an envelope, and then a pen or pencil. And you had to craft this letter. And it had to be everything you wanted to say. Because it wasn't like you were going to get a smiley back 1 second later. you had to write it all down all at once. Right, and then put it in the mail, and then wait, you know, 4 or 5 days for them to get it, or longer if Canada was on strike, and then because they did have a lot back then.
Oh yeah,
and then so you had to wait for them to craft their response and mail it back to you, which took forever.
Yeah.
And so
pre-internet,
it was kind of difficult to share.
Mm.
But people did it. I mean, they did it slowly. Now, with the internet and learnaboutghosts.com, it's quite a different world because you can draw these parallels. You can see the other, you know, what the other people are saying, like, in near real time and form an opinion. You dash off an email, and it doesn't have to include everything that you think right at that moment because it can be incomplete because they're going to get it. The next time they read their email, they type something up and send it back, and then you do another one, and then another one. It's more like a much faster conversation. So the internet has really allowed for this kind of stuff to happen at breakneck speeds compared to when I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, research has definitely developed quite a bit thanks to the internet. We can get responses, like you said, from people in a much faster, more timely manner, and it allows us to put a lot more research together, a lot more of the facts together in a shorter time, and where we can go ahead and present that out to the rest of the community.
And that's what I think the bottom line here with your site, and there are other sites similar in the format too, that, you know, it's about sharing. It's about getting these things out there. What I've always found interesting, or what I was always told people was, you know, I think we've finally come to a time right in the last couple of years where a lot of these stories people have, whether it be ghost stories or UFO sightings or abductions or seeing Bigfoot or whatever it may be, these are all things that people are scared to tell people a lot of times.
Right.
Because they're afraid that, you know, okay, woohoo, cuckoo, cuckoo, you're nuts, right? I mean, that's usually what happens, right? But I think we've finally come to a time where, again, we've said this before, these stories are a lot less taboo to tell people. People are much more open to that. And that's why it's good to have sites like yours, because people can go there and I mean, share these things over and over again. And that's, I love statistics. I'm a statistics junkie when it comes to stuff like that. I love to figure out, just see patterns and things like you do, obviously, Jackie, and that's a good way to see those parallels, like we said.
Right. Well, I've been working through the internet now for, gosh, I guess 6-7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard a lot of people's stories that have come in. I've done a lot of research. I've asked a lot of questions and had responses come in. And so, like you said, I've drawn a lot of parallels. I've come up with a lot of different conclusions and a lot of similarities in people's experiences. And that makes it a lot easier to be able to say, okay, here's what we can present. Here's what we can show you that we've learned about ghosts. And these are facts that we can present. Maybe they're not scientific in the way that scientists would want to present their facts,
mm-hmm.
but they are presentable to our community simply because they're people who are all coming together with a common thread that all points to something that's happening to them that has a very valid, you know, valid explanation or a very valid, what's the word I'm looking for? Very valid experiences.
Okay. As far as one thing I wanted to ask you too, and this is just a funny observation. When I first heard the term "learn about ghosts," for some reason a children's book popped into my head. And I'm not making fun at all. I'm being serious. You might want to consider this, and this is learn about ghosts. I mean, I just thought that it's a nice title for.
I'm actually writing a book called "Learn About Ghosts."
Is it for kids?
No, it's for adults. It has to do with the paranormal community.
Same thing.
It will coincide with the website. And oddly enough, I am also writing a book geared towards children about ghosts.
That's awesome.
I didn't know any of that.
Well,
I didn't know any of that before. See? Proof.
And what was your first experience? What drove Scott into the paranormal, of course, or not drove, but what you know, how you got into it was indeed that book. What's his name?
Larry Kettlecamp.
Larry Kettlecamp, a scholastic book.
Haunted Houses.
Haunted Houses by Larry Kettlecamp, and now, of course,
a classic.
You are a veteran radio talk.
As Jackie can tell.
A veteran talk radio paranormal show kind of thing guy, and you're doing whatever you can for the paranormal community. And so who knows, Jackie, maybe when, 20 years or so down the line, somebody will say, you know what, if I hadn't happened across that book when I was a kid by Jackie Garner,
I would have never got into this stuff.
I wouldn't be, you know, chasing demons today or whatever they're doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just made that part up. I don't know what they're doing.
Jackie, we are right up against 9 o'clock, unfortunately, but I got to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I really did. It's been a pleasure talking with all of you. Let me know when you're coming out to the Bay Area.
I'm emailing you. I rarely email, but I'm going to email you.
Yeah, well, next time you come on the show, we can make more plans.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
We'll have to do it the week before I leave. Your website is learnaboutghosts.com. Thank you, Jackie. Stay on the line.
Yeah, don't leave us yet.
Stay
okay.
on the line. Okay. Thank you. I'd like to thank Timothy Schultz of ChasingTheShadows.com,
oh, yeah.
Dr. Rita Louise of SoulHealer.com,
mm-hmm.
and of course, the
Topher Young
Topher
and Ryan Buell
from UNIVCon.org, UNIVCON.org,
mm-hmm.
Getting us excited about the UNIVCon in University
Park,
Pennsylvania.
Looking forward to that. Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to visit TimYancey.com, TimYancy.com. He's bringing back Encounters on the radio in Florida, Eastern Florida. And
you talk about old school, man.
So you write down on your calendars September 2nd. That is the inaugural show.
Mm-hmm.
That is the premiere show. And so I'm very, very excited about that.
And make sure you tune in Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that, too.
Special show this
Lorraine
Wednesday.
Warren, this Wednesday, August 22nd, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to be jamming with Lorraine Warren, which should be a hoot, because Lorraine is always a hoot. She's fun.
So I want to thank all the guests. I want to thank all the listeners. Thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk, for downloading us to your iPods, for listening live, or for calling into the live caller line where you can
congratulations
listen
to Paul
to the show.
Yes,
tickets,
Paul. Congrats.
And congrats, Paul, of the Clarksville Ghost Hunters. Until this Wednesday, and then, of course, our regularly scheduled time next week. This has been Ghostly Talk. I've been Doug.
I have been Scott L.
And I'm still Bonnie.
Bye.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
I listen to loudly.
We'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Don't hate the media, become the media.